pause on student loan payments. Only Sabrady, Fox News. That pause was supposed to end next month. Instead, President Biden says it'll be extended until the end of June because of the court fight over his plan to cancel some student debt.
Republican special interest and elected officials sued to deny this relief, even for their own constituents. But I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits.
Opponents of the debt relief question the president's authority and potential ripple effects. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy visiting the southern U.S. border.
Just last week, Secretary Mayorkas testified under oath that, yes, the border is secure. I'm here to tell you it is not.
McCarthy's calling on the Homeland Security Secretary to resign and warning that the upcoming end of Title 42 limits on asylum seekers could lead to a tsunami of migrants. The White House says it's been preparing to transition to what it calls the next phase of managing the border in an orderly and humane way. The Thanksgiving rush already underway, and it could reach nearly pre-pandemic levels. Airlines hoping to avoid the widespread problems they had over the summer. These travelers are, too, at Chicago's O'Hare.
Holiday travel is, of course, picking back up.
It's not very fun, but, you know, it is what it is. As long as I get to see my family at the end of the night, it's all right. Everything was pretty smooth, although this is just the beginning of it.
Airline ticket prices up more than 40% over last October, but that may not curb demand.
What we're seeing in 2022 is that people are making adjustments to make travel a priority. So they might be cutting back in other parts of their lives, but they're not pulling back on leisure travel.
AAA's Aixa Diaz, they expect nearly 55 million Americans to travel at least 50 miles from home, the third busiest Thanksgiving on record. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. News.
The U.S. Supreme Court clears the way for a congressional panel to get tax records from former President Trump.
Justices have denied a last-ditch appeal from former President Trump to prevent the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing 6 years of tax returns. Without comment or any noted dissent, an order from the court lifts a temporary hold put in place to allow legal arguments to be made. The Democratic-led House panel has been trying for 3 years to see the tax records, arguing federal law requires the IRS and Treasury Department to provide the documents as part of oversight of U.S. tax law. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's not clear how the handover might be affected by Republicans taking the House majority and control of committees in January. State police in Oklahoma just confirming that 4 people killed on a marijuana farm over the weekend were executed, and they were all Chinese citizens, 3 men and 1 woman. A 5th person was injured. Police also say they have a suspect in mind, and the killings do not appear to be a random incident, but that no arrests have been made. The Pentagon not weighing in directly on reports of a potential threat from Iran to soccer's World Cup.
Senior U.S. defense officials who I've spoken to about the multiple terrorist threat streams targeting the World Cup remain concerned. I'm told that a potential attack could involve the Houthis, an Iranian affiliated Shia faction fighting in Yemen. They have shown themselves capable of launching missiles and swarming drone strikes at Saudi Arabia in the not-too-distant past.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. On the field in Qatar, a stunning upset earlier today as one of the favorites, Argentina, with its superstar Lionel Messi, was beaten by Saudi Arabia. Separately, another big star, Cristiano Ronaldo, is leaving Manchester United for the second time. And just getting reports, the American owners of that English Premier League club say they would consider selling it. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.